finds it open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Yeah, this is our first Motown Friday on the new home of the Cleveland Browns. How about that? Very excited still over what we saw took place yesterday and being part of that yesterday, the energy that flowed from yesterday in Berea with the major announcement. I mean, this is historic stuff. It's great stuff. And really, you can't get over, you can't overdo, I don't think, the enjoyment of what has come to pass here in putting this deal together. I know I'm thrilled about it. I can't wait to see what happens when we go to later time, when we figure out the later time. I don't mean later time of the show, but I mean a time later than now to announce that this show will have a new time slot, and it will definitely be a two-hour show then. And that much I'm looking forward to, because there is so much more Browns discussion that we can give you on a regular basis. You get it on all the other shows, but you're going to get it on this show and have been going on. Now, this will be three seasons, and we are so excited and proud to be part of that, but really part of this deal that was put together that has the Browns, of course, on three different radio stations, including this one, K&R. And, man, I'll tell you, it's been heaven. It's been a slice of heaven to just think about this and talk about it with folks within the Browns and folks at K&R and folks at the CBS station. It's just really, really sensational. Emails, texts going back and forth all last night and through today, and Twitter world blowing up about it. And you would be amazed at how much discussion there really is, both, you know, internally and kind of externally, and hearing from a lot of you, a lot of fans about it as well. And I'm thrilled about that too, because I know a lot of you are excited about this show becoming a two-hour show as part of this whole agreement coming together. We got a good one for you tonight. Hanford Dixon, the top dog, will make his regular appearance on this show. You'll also hear from Rob Rang. He is a draft analyst for CBSSports.com and also the Sports Exchange. You can check out his great work at both of those websites. Rob Rang, tremendous job of breaking it down. He does, of course, mock drafts, as a lot of analysts do, but his are pretty good. His are pretty, have been, I think, traditionally pretty accurate. And we're going to get his thoughts on what he sees the Browns doing with the number sixth overall pick, at least this week. And mock drafts are always subject to change, but based on what the Browns have done up to this point, their offseason moves, and how that's impacted his view of the team. So we'll get into that. And we'll get into a lot of Browns discussion again, not only with Rob, certainly with our good buddy Hanford Dixon. And we get into your questions, your comments, the ones that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, the Browns daily Twitter page, which is Browns underscore daily. And we love hearing from you on all of those. This one, and directly to me, which is at VICCARUCCI. This one's from Facebook. This is from Steven. He says, I think the Browns will keep pace with the rest of the AFC North this year. Well, I think it's good that you feel that way, Steven. I'm of the belief that this team will be better, that the moves that we've already seen made just to date, and that's everything including coaching as well as free agent movement, signings, acquisitions, have put this team in a spot where it should be able to keep pace. And if by keep pace you mean win some games against the top dogs of the division, more than just beating the Steelers, which was a big deal last year, but doesn't overcome the fact that they still lost to the Bengals twice and lost to the Ravens twice. And that's got to change. And, beat the Bengals once. I take that back. But it doesn't change the fact that you finish with five wins. You're still behind you're behind in terms of chasing a team that you have now in that division that's won the Super Bowl. Have they been weakened, the Ravens, to the point where it's easier to or the gap's been closed somewhat? I'm inclined to think that that's a possibility. I'm inclined to think that the Ravens, despite, I think, on paper, doing a decent job of making up for some of the holes that have been created, have probably too many holes not to have fallen back a bit. And I think the Steelers, it's reasonable to say it's suspect with them, wherever they are, with age catching up and just falling back as they have in some regard, as they showed last year as well, taking away some key components to them. Bengals, harder to figure out. That's a team that I think is probably, maybe they've made themselves better. Maybe they become more competitive than they were even a year ago, and they've been a playoff team the last couple of years. But I don't know where it's, and it's all dependent upon where things are with Andy Dalton as far as in year three. Is he the quarterback? Is he a better quarterback than he was? I don't think he fell back majorly last year, but he wasn't a dominant quarterback last year. He had his ups and downs. Didn't make a ton of mistakes, but he wasn't brilliant. So where are they in the mix of things? And when you ask that question about keeping pace, I think when you've got a defense that looks as strong as this defense is, based on the moves we've seen so far, including, again, Ray Horton's addition, as well as, and obviously the moves that have been made and will be made in the draft, the projections that the draft will bring more defensive help. Yeah, I think you can keep pace. I think you're in every game. I think you're in a position to win games if your offense can get the job done. We know that's the multi-zillion dollar question. All right, Stephen, in a couple of minutes, you and everyone else are going to hear from Hanford Dixon. It's a Motown Friday. Motown rejoin throughout this show. That's sticking with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll just have 2 hours of it when we go to 2 hours in Motown Friday. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first two doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Finally went to Rebel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Rebel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. 3 months ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
What's up, my brother? Forgive me for being so fired up. But for a true pastor, Easter is like the Super Bowl. It's like the seventh game of the championship. The most succinct synopsis of Easter is this. He got up so you could get up, my brother. I want you to meet me at North High School this Friday, Good Friday, at 8 p.m. in Akron, Ohio. We're having something called the Midnight Rumble for Men. I'm preaching a word about how to be a better father, a better husband, how to get your finances in order, most of all, fall in love with Jesus. Afterwards, we're having a hoop tournament upstairs in the gym. We're giving away 4 G's to whoever wins the tournament, $1,000 to the runner-up, and Fifth Third is partnering with us. Also, we're having an Xbox tournament, hoop and football, $500 to whoever wins, man. I want you to go to wordcity.org or call the office at 216-332-WORD and register your squad. We'll see you there, and we love you.
Oh, it's a Motown Friday. Best kinds of Fridays that you can have. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you. And Browns Fans Unite season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. On with us now via the Revel Wireless Hotline is our good friend, the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon. Hanford, how you doing?
I'm good, Vic. How you doing, my friend?
Outstanding. It's been a big week in Berea, and we'll talk about it a little bit later, but we know how much has changed in the radio climate in a great way, a historic way, and we're still resonating from all that. And again, we'll touch on that a little bit later. But let's go to the football first, and let's go to what the Browns did earlier this week in acquiring Jason Campbell as a free agent signee at quarterback. I'm not surprised by this move because I think we knew all along the Browns were going to add a quarterback somewhere along the line. And I think the other part of this that makes so much sense is that they have an experienced guy, a more experienced player in the mix who could either compete for the starting job, which I think he will, but at the very least, be a good backup, a good experienced backup behind Brandon Weeden.
Well, no question. I mean, you look at a big guy, a big, strong guy. I mean, Jason's got a big, strong arm. Obviously, his whole career and everything was with the Raiders, and then last year he's with the Bears. Didn't do that much. But you're talking about a guy that's had some quality starts, a guy that have actually played well in this league. I think it's a good move, Vic, and here's why. Because I've always said, and I've always been a proponent, that competition brings out the best in all of us. Sure, you know, I like our quarterback. I like Brandon Weeden. I want to see him start. I think he should start. But I also think that it was a good move to bring someone in here like Jason Campbell, a guy that can really, I think, light a fire underneath Brandon Weeden. Because when you look at him last year, I don't know, Vic, is it good to say that he was given the job?
He was given the job. Given the job. And it made, when we discussed this a year ago, Hanford, we said, well, he had to define who his guy was, Pat Shurmur.
Right.
And they had to make clear to, I guess, the whole team, this rookie who needed maximum amount of practice reps and everything else. So instead of dancing it along, they gave it to him. Now, the upside of that was just that, defining your guy. The downside was he didn't have anything that he really earned.
Right, and I see this year, I mean, obviously Brandon is going to see things a little bit different. He's going to see the field different. I mean, he's going to come in here, and he's going to be ready to go. But also, I think what's very, very important is he knows that it's not just a Colt McCoy or somebody that's behind him. He is a quarterback that's a qualified starter, a guy that has started in this football league, and if he doesn't do the things that he needs to do, he's got somebody that's going to step in there and take his place. And again, it goes back to competition. Competition brings out the best in everybody. I think the bringing of Jason Campbell in here, giving him a two-year contract, I think that was an excellent move. And I'm kind of looking forward to it because, you know, even though I think Brandon Weeden will win the starting job and he should win the starting job, it's always good to know that we have someone that's hungry, someone that's behind him that can also get the job done.
Yeah, and I think that's a couple of keys here. The ability to get it done with 71 career starts, and as you said, he's got some quality starts in there. He had that team off to a 4-2, the Oakland Raiders team off to a 4-2 start before he suffers a season-ending injury against the Browns. The Browns in Oakland. Yep, we remember that. And I think that when you look at the physical prototype, this is the overwhelming statement that's made to me, Hanford, is that big guy, big strong arm, pocket presence, player, a guy that you expect to stand back there in an offense, in this Norv Turner, Rob Chudzinski offense that calls for that from the quarterback. So basically, if you're going to have any chance in this league, regardless of where you are as a team, if you're coming off, as the Browns are, a five-win season, and you still got a lot of building to do, or you're a team that thinks you're a contending team, you better have two quarterbacks you believe who can run your offense the way you want it run. That's what Campbell means to the Browns.
And also today, Vic, I mean, you're right. It's so important to have two guys because in this league today, quarterbacks go down, and they go down often. And now we have two guys that have started, two guys that can play just like you said. And I'm really, really excited to have him. Now, Wheaton, for instance, you're going to see him go about his business a little bit different now. And not saying he hasn't already. I'm sure he has, and I'm sure Brandon is doing everything and has been doing everything that he possibly can to get ready for this season. But then again, you look at a guy like Jason Campbell who understands, who's been around this league for a long time, and he's no stranger to a guy like Turner. He's not a stranger to a guy like Chud. He knows and understands what these guys can do to a quarterback's career, where they could take a quarterback's career. And I know he's itching and biting at the bit, ready to get in here and get started. And I suspect Brandon is doing the same.
Yeah, I think so, too. And we're visiting, of course, on the Rebel Wireless Hotline with Hanford Top Dog Dixon, his regular spot here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I think the mindset of Brandon Wheaton is the key here. Number one, accepting of the fact that things are going to change dramatically for him, even if no other quarterback had been added, in the sense that he has new coaches looking after him, new evaluators sizing up what he can or can't do, and waiting to be, I think, bowled over, waiting to be impressed by him. It's not a case where, okay, you make a guy the 22nd overall pick, as the previous administration did, and he's a first-round choice. You're going in with the expectation that he's going to be something for you. This group running the Browns now doesn't have any such preconceived notion. They, as far as they're concerned, Brandon Wheaton is trying out for them in this offseason.
Hey, Vic, what you're going to see is, and again, it all starts from the top. And when you look at the top right now, the top has done a pretty darn good job. And that's starting with our owner right there and coming down to Banner and Lombardi and those guys. Those guys have added some players and some pieces to this puzzle. And what you're going to start to see, you're going to start to see these guys on this Cleveland Brown team starting right now with the OTAs. You're going to see them starting to walk around with a little swagger right now. They're going to start walking around and saying, hey, you know, this football team is really starting to come together. And this football team is a pretty good football team right now. And now after we finish the draft and we do what we're going to do and add some more pieces to this puzzle, it's really going to get interesting. And you know as well as I do in this AFC North, it is a tough division. But it is a division right now that we can compete in.
Yeah, it is. I think you're absolutely right. And let's talk about the bigger picture of free agency, with Jason Campbell being the latest piece, because it's been a methodical approach that this team has taken, right, Hanford, to free agency. It started out on the defensive side heavy with Paul Kruger, with Desmond Bryant, with Quinton Groves. And having those three pieces brought into place on the defensive side to help this 3-4 look that Ray Horton's bringing and they have the mentality there that can handle that. Then you're adding cornerbacks, you're adding tight ends. And I think as it's gone through, it's not been dramatic beyond the – I think the Kruger signing was pretty dramatic. I think the Bryant signing was a little less dramatic, but still important and heavy investment. And I think on from there, it's all been just the right people – I mean, the right positions, and hopefully they're the right people, added. And now you're setting up a plan that should segue well into the draft.
And, you know, you talk about the draft. I'm sitting here and I'm just smiling right now, just thinking about it, because when you look at this thing, I there is some pretty good players coming up that's going to be available for us when we pick at that number six spot. And, you know me, Vic. I'm a little biased when it comes to that. You know where I want us to go. if he's there and if he's available, the quarterback out of
D. Milner from Alabama. I know.
You know where I want us to go and what I want us to do because
you
I could
that,
just.
You think that D. Milner jersey you're wearing is a giveaway? I don't know.
Oh, yes, it is. I mean, it really is. And big, not only he's a big corner too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fast corner. He's the guy that can play man to man, can take a wide receiver out of the ball game. And again, with everything we've added to this defense, and you bring him along, oh my! You're talking about really starting to get exciting. But you know, I'm actually looking forward to the draft. And just because we brought in a Jason Campbell, it's still not to say that the right situation presents itself, that we still may take a quarterback somewhere down the line in the draft. That's a possibility, but I feel pretty good about us filling the needs that we have to fill in this draft, especially with the moves that we've made already.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule out anything. I'm glad you brought that up because I think a quarterback in the draft is still a distinct possibility in the latter portion of it. It's not a priority. I think, to do high up for when you think about Geno Smith, when you think about Matt Barkley, who had a decent pro day the other day for USC or at USC. Geno Smith had a strong pro day at West Virginia. So I think that will be in the discussion, but it's not a priority. But here's the thing. Someone else may look at that number six spot, and if they were really blown away by Barkley and if they really love Geno Smith, the Browns are holding something very valuable there that could change their strategy. If they don't just sit there and grab a D. Milner, if they don't just sit there and do something with, say, a Deion Jordan, who is a name that you hear mentioned connected with them, a lot of draft analysts, Rob Rang, who's on this show as well, I know it's somebody he's had in his mock draft going to the Browns at number six, the Oregon defensive end, and who could be an outside linebacker. But if they were to trade out of that spot, I think they'd still be in a position to get something that's helpful, and maybe another team values that spot to get a quarterback, and the Browns pick up an extra pick.
Well, no question about it, Parton. And what I have to do is I have to pat you on the back a little bit because, you know, with your credentials, you know, obviously we all know what you're talking about because you've been doing this for a long, long time. And I think you started, NFL.com, or, you know, you've been around and doing this thing for
I've been at it a little bit. You're making me feel old, but that's
okay. Well, I was going to say, sometimes you don't want to say how long, but.
Right. Right. But gray hairs.
Yeah, that's why it's such a pleasure for me to talk with you. And because, you know, obviously, you know, I know football and you have a great football mind also. And you and I just get together. We just start ranting and raving and going off.
It's the best. And I'm glad you brought that up because here's our radio segue. And I know you teed me up for this. This show is going to go to 2 hours as part of the new historic radio agreement that the Browns have reached with, of course, the folks here, Good Karma Broadcasting, WKNR, ESPN 850 WKNR, and then CBS Radio and their affiliates. So the games are going to be on three stations, and this show on KNR will stay on KNR, but go to a two-hour format. We're going to get a new time slot at a point that will be announced later on, and I think that in itself will be incredibly exciting. And then there will be a weekly airing of the shows, kind of a roundup of the shows on Saturday on the CBS station. So I think this is great and exciting, and all it means, Hanny, and is that you and I just get more time to talk football.
You got it, and you know I'm ready, and you know whatever you need it, I'm here with you, partner.
We love it. We love it. Thank you, Hanford, and we'll talk to you again next week. He is the top dog, Hanford Dixon, joining us, as he always does here, via the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio right now. Lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never play rock, paper, scissors with Edward Rock Hands or Edward Paper Hands. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Get a comprehensive oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for $19.99. Up to 5 quarts conventional oil. Shop fees extra. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
It's Tire Mania 13. For a limited time, Conrad's is pitting all the top brands against each other to bring you their best deals. And that's on top of Conrad's guaranteed lowest price out the door. Tire Mania 13. Over 50,000 tires on sale. At all 33 Conrad's locations. Right now, get $70 after submission on any set of 4 Michelin tires. Massive markdowns, huge rebates. That's Tire Mania 13. That's Conrad.
See dealer for complete offer details. Offer valid from March 14th to April 15th, 2013. Void where prohibited.
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the 3 pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Did I tell you it was a Motown Friday? I think I said that. I don't mind saying it many times over. You get to hear the Supremes. Listen, what great music this is. And I know, you know, I'm saying, well, yeah, this is a reflection of your age, your era. No, anybody can love this music. Everybody should love this music. This is great. This is Motown. This is the heart and soul of music. Oh, that's great. Dino, Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, providing that for us. Your questions and comments via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. Let's go to Facebook. And this is from Alan. He says, Vic, how come Colt didn't get another shot questions do you expect? And I'll answer for you. He can't make NFL throws. And that's the end of Alan's comment. He was referencing a column I recently did on ClevelandBrowns.com about just this idea of the competition and or lack thereof. From McCoy, now that Jason Campbell is here, that Campbell's improved, at the very least, the depth that the Browns have at quarterback. And I'm not ruling out, again, I've said this on the show, we just talked about this with Hanford Dixon. I'm not going to sit here and say he has no shot to be the starter because that would be erroneous. That would be wrong. I know others have strong opinions saying, well, if he ends up being the starter, this team's in big trouble and so on. Well, let's see how this plays out. I think bringing in 71 career starts on a team that had nothing close to that at that quarterback position is has to be considered a great move. It really is. It's a great move. It's not a good move. It's not a decent move. I call it a great move. And when I say great, I'll define it. I'm not saying he represents this team becoming a contender because he's on the team. I'm saying that critical position needs that kind of experience, needs someone to push the young guy who is the front runner to get the starting job. Again, that would be Brandon Whedon, the inexperienced one who has to have what he didn't have a year ago, legitimate push, and be able to look in that room and look on the field at someone who has done it a lot more than he has in terms of just being out there as an NFL quarterback who has seen and experienced things from which he could benefit. And whether Jason Campbell shows up enough that he overtakes Whedon as a starter, and if that were to happen, I've heard folks say, too, the bottom falls out on the Browns. It's an awful thing. It's a disaster. I'm not prepared to go there either. I see we can cringe at the thought that another new program has been put in place by a head coach, by an administration, by new people at the top, and say, okay, you're starting kind of from scratch again. The fact is, it is a new program. The fact is, you have to sort of see it in through the eyes of those who walked into that building with a blank slate. Even though there's some pieces you put on that slate in the way of younger players from a year ago who were brought aboard, and the cupboard was not bare, but the cupboard was not full. The cupboard had pieces in it, usable pieces that are now on the board. But the quarterback piece, that has to be managed and figured out. In figuring out exactly what they have in Whedon, and they've got a lot of knowledge about it, and they're inclined to think that he would be the guy, unless he just comes in thoroughly unprepared and just completely falls on his face mask, and that, I don't see that happening. But how much better does he get when the coaching takes hold? And my expectation is he'll get better. He will go there. He will make strides because of coaching, but also because of motivation, because he needs to. He knows he has to make an impression on those who have no real sense of, they have zero sense of loyalty to him in the type that general managers and owners and people, decision makers, coaches have when a guy has been drafted as their guy, as their first round pick with their name on it. We get that. But that's not an overriding factor. That's just come in here and show us. And oh, by the way, he didn't have the blow away rookie season that should make them feel that way, because if he did, that wouldn't even be part of our discussion. But I do think that piece of the puzzle is what's got to kind of, you know, become, and you know, that we started this out by talking about Colt McCoy. He didn't represent that. So if they didn't bring in a Jason Campbell, and this was all about just Whedon feeling a sense of what? Yeah, the pressure to produce for new people, but who's over his shoulder, and who's really pushing him, and who does he look to for the experience? Because I do believe Campbell will offer that. That this was a very careful choice of bringing in Jason Campbell, with the understanding that there will be a good chemistry mix in that quarterback room, that there will be a sense that he's there to, if not win the starting job, then support the starter and be ready to step in if the starter does fall on his face mask, gets hurt, whatever it might be that you need to have, and continue to run an offense that has a definitive look, feel for quarterback. Big arm guy, big pocket guy, vertical passer. All right. All right. In a couple of minutes, we are going to get into the Browns draft. Lots of that's going to be an ongoing discussion, obviously, through what is left of this month. But also, by the time we're on the air again with this show, we will be into the draft month, April, and in those several weeks. And by the way, we'll take this show to New York once again, to Radio City Music Hall, to a restaurant in New York, a Browns Backers restaurant. We'll do that first, then we'll, the night before the draft, then we'll be in Radio City Music Hall, so just to tip you off on that. But Rob Rank from CBSSports.com and the Sports Exchange, draft analyst extraordinaire, he will be aboard with us in a couple of minutes. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, you're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
See that dunk last night?
Yeah, you?
I got it on my phone.
I got it on mine.
Oh! I gotta post that.
Bam! Just did.
Oh! Wish I could afford tickets to the next game, though.
Just bought mine, because Rebel saves me more. Oh!
Rebel Wireless brings you unlimited everything, so you can watch, share, and save with no contracts. Right now, purchase any smartphone and get a free month. Rebel, come save with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
Consider the spring. No, not the season, the bed spring. A carefully engineered spiral of strength, putting all of its efforts toward one goal, support. Support of your back, neck, and knees. This is Ron Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. What makes a great spring? Memory. A really great spring is like an elephant. It never forgets. It's always there providing support right where you need it, night in and night out. At the Original Mattress Factory, our mattresses are crafted with American-made springs and fine cotton padding to create a quality sleep system for hundreds less than the national brands. Every detail of an original sleep system is as important to us as the values that this company was founded upon. And we put those values into everything we do, including the way we treat you, our customer. So consider the spring, and then consider the Original Mattress Factory. To learn more, visit us on the web at originalmattress.com.
Every day is a snow day at Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Seven Springs features 33 pristine slopes and trails, the number one rated parks and pipe on the East Coast, the largest snow tubing park in the region, the best variety of off-mountain activities, and so much more. The Winter Family Memories Package starts at $299 per person. Best of all, kids 11 and under are free. For more information, visit the number 7springs.com. Seven Springs Mountain Resort, where every day is a snow day.
Vic Carucci with you and thanking you for hanging out with us on this Football Friday and Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. This segment, it too, driven by Liberty Ford. And joining us now via the Revel Wireless Hotline is Rob Rang from CBSSports.com and the Sports Exchange. He's a draft analyst extraordinaire. And Rob, thank you, first of all, for taking some time to be part of the show.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's talk about your latest mock draft, which was posted earlier this week on CBSSports.com. And you have the Browns at number 6, taking Deion Jordan. I know you've made some adjustments. You've had D. Milner there, at least at one point, the Alabama cornerback. But now you go with the Oregon defensive end. Give me your thinking behind that.
Well, obviously, with the Cleveland Browns addressing some of their concerns in the secondary via free agency, and obviously they have also addressed some concerns about their pass rush through free agency as well. I think that that Cleveland has put themselves in a position to take the best available player. And while I don't necessarily believe that Deion Jordan is the best available player, he certainly is the best available athlete. 6'6", 245 pounds. He is a guy who is a terror off the edge, as well as has the fluidity to be able to drop back into coverage. I think that versatility makes a great deal of sense for Cleveland as they adjust to Ray Horton's 3-4 defense.
Yeah, versatility is the key word, because you look at a Desmond Bryant, his ability to play inside or outside. You look at a Paul Kruger, his ability to be an outside linebacker, which he was for the Ravens, but put his hand down whenever he's needed. He's got the size to do that, but also the athleticism to drop in coverage. And that seems to be the signature on Deion Jordan, that that's the kind of player he is. And when you think of Ray Horton, it's all about mixing and matching those fronts.
No, it really is. And that's the thing. I mean, Paul Kruger obviously made himself a lot of money with his performance down the stretch for the Baltimore Ravens, including in the Super Bowl. But at the same time, while at Utah in college, he was, as you mentioned, a 4-3 defensive end. He is a guy that is used to putting his hand down on the ground, and he is a very physical, instinctive football player. Deion Jordan isn't quite as physical, but is incredibly athletic. And that's where I think that the two would make an interesting complement to each other and be able to come in and making a significant impact in Cleveland in day one.
Yeah, just because this team has been so aggressive in the free agent market with defense, that's really been the predominant theme of what they've done in their biggest spending, those first three free agent signings of Kruger, of Bryant, and of Quinton Groves, a linebacker that had been with Arizona. Signing those guys does not mean that the draft and the fact that they've added a couple of corners in free agency as well does not mean the draft suddenly becomes a place where they can't deal with defense.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think that when you just take into consideration the fact that you have the head coach that you have in Chudzinski, you have the offensive coordinator you have in North Turner, obviously you have a great deal of experience in the offensive side of the football. I believe that the Cleveland Browns already have the tools in place to be highly successful on the offensive side, and they've got a great deal of talent on the defense. But clearly that has been their focus in free agency, and I think that what they're doing here is it's allowing them to take the best available player, again, in the draft. And that, of course, is the philosophy that every club is looking to do. Cleveland has just been able to actually do that, and I believe that you'll see that happen on draft day.
Rob Rang is joining us from CBSSports.com. He's a draft analyst there. You also can see his great work on the Sports Exchange as well. So let's talk about D. Milner, the cornerback from Alabama. At one point, you had him available to the Browns, and you said you're thinking behind doing the change here with Deion Jordan at that sixth spot for Cleveland is based somewhat on the fact that they have gone after a couple of corners in free agency. But D. Milner is a special player, and the fact that you now have him going second overall to Jacksonville, why in your mind is his stock elevating like that?
Well, it's just the fact that he is in the opinion of not only my own opinion, but also in the opinion of every talent evaluator I've spoken with in the league and other media draft analysts out there. D. Milner is clearly the top cornerback in this draft class. He has the size. He has the athleticism, as he demonstrated in workouts. He certainly has the physicality you're looking for to be able to play at a high level in the NFL immediately. The fact that he's coming from Alabama with Nick Saban, of course, the former defensive backs coach, Browns fans certainly know that. He is a guy that is going to be able to come in and play immediately at a high level. And because of that, in this year's draft class, where there are so few plug-and-play players, I think that's just going to push his stock up that much higher. Now, there is very good depth in the defensive backfield, cornerback and safety, and so I do believe that you could see several corners available who are going to be available in the second and third round and be able to come in and play, but at the same time, not at the level that D. Milner is going to play. And so, frankly, I'd be surprised if Milner is still on the board at number six overall to Cleveland. If he is available, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see the Browns select him at that spot.
Well, I was going to say, I know there's always different opinions about mocks. That's what this is all about. And three of your CBSSports.com colleagues who posted updated mocks this week as well. Dane Brugler and Pat Kerwin and Pete Prisco all have, those three have Dee Milner going to Cleveland at number six. You're the only one who has Deion Jordan there going there. And it's interesting, Brugler and Kerwin have Jordan going second overall to Jacksonville. So opinions are kind of all over the board, except that I think the common thing is that both of these guys are seen as top six talent players.
No, exactly, and that's kind of the overriding theme is this year's draft class, again, because of the fact that it is lacking in those so-called skill position players, then you're going to see a number of players, especially on the defensive side of the ball, and those offensive tackles, Luke Jokel from Texas A&M, Eric Fisher from Central Michigan specifically, that are going to be a part of most people's top six, top seven draft boards, just because of the fact they are considered to be pro-ready, where, again, some of the skill position players in this year's draft class are not necessarily as such. Deion Jordan, I'm not quite as high on as a 4-3 defensive end. He played that at times while at Oregon, and that's where my cohorts at CBS Sports.com are projecting him as a Leo defensive end in Gus Bradley's 4-3 defense in Jacksonville. I certainly acknowledge that he has the size that Gus Bradley has preferred at that Leo defensive end position. But at the same time, I really think you're taking away what he does best, and that is that versatility, ability to drop back into coverage. That's something he's not going to be asked to do a great deal as a defensive end in the 4-3 alignment.
Now, the other picks that you've made in this mock, and again, I know this is all subject to change and probably will change on a weekly basis between now and the draft on April 25th, but Luke Jokel is your top overall, the Texas A&M tackle to the Chiefs. We mentioned Milner going to Jacksonville for you with the second pick, and then Sharif Floyd, the big defensive tackle from Florida, going to the Raiders at number three. I'm impressed with this guy, and this is yet another player who would be interesting as an interesting fit, perhaps, to a team like the Browns, again, looking for that line help.
Oh, certainly. If Sharif Floyd is available to the Browns at number six, I think that they would take him over Dee Milner, over Deion Jordan. I mean, he is a guy that has been successful in the 4-3 as well as some of the 3-4 alignments that the former Florida defensive coordinator Dan Quinn used there. He is a guy that, because of the fact that he was played as a defensive end 2 years ago, and then moved inside a defensive tackle this past year, he didn't produce the statistics that a lot of people expected of a player that might be drafted in the top 3 to 5 picks. But at the same time, you could see that he is a player on the rise. This is a guy who is going to become a better NFL player than he ever was in college. There is a great deal of excitement about his athleticism, about his size, and about his work ethic. So in my opinion, he is one of the safest players in this draft class, certainly is the safest of the defensive linemen. He is a guy that continues to move up and up or higher on the board as the draft approaches. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him wind up number three overall to the Oakland Raiders, or even earlier than that, possibly number one overall to Kansas City Chiefs.
We're on the Revel Wireless Hotline with Rob Rang from CBSSports.com and the Sports Exchange. And, Rob, the quarterback discussion in this draft, very interesting, probably a big reason why things are kind of all over the lot with, as you mentioned earlier, no definitive guy at the top and no real definitive 1, 2, 3, 4 guys. I mean, it's some talented players who, if they fit the need, and the team and most teams drafting this high have multiple needs. But on the quarterback side, this is interesting because of all the of the mocks that I see here, there are Geno Smith is the first quarterback off the board for you, for Dane Brugler, and also for Pat Kerwin. Now, you and Kerwin have him going to the Eagles with the fourth pick, and Brugler has him going off the board to the Raiders with the third pick. So somewhere around there, and I know you're monitoring all these guys. You were at Matt Barkley's pro day on Wednesday at USC, so you got a good look at him. Now, Geno Smith had a great pro day as well, and I guess that's the reason why you're as excited about him as you are to have him going fourth overall.
Well, I just see a quarterback that has the elite traits that you're looking for. He's got plenty of arm strength. He's got the mobility. He's got size. He's been highly successful against pro-style defenses throughout his career. He's made strides every year of his career. I mean, through 42 touchdowns and 6 interceptions. I don't care if you're throwing against air. You know, I mean, that's obviously he struggled to throw interceptions against air, but at the same time, that's a high degree of success. So there is a great deal of upside about Geno Smith that I think a lot of clubs are excited about. And I specifically think the Philadelphia Eagles and Chip Kelly, obviously the offensive guru that he is, and his success is, obviously well known while at the Oregon Ducks. I really think that Geno Smith fits in well with that offense. I don't believe that Nick Foles, more of a traditional drop back passer who was drafted by the Eagles last year under Andy Reid, that he makes a great deal of sense. I know the Eagles are saying that he can fit. I disagree with that significantly, and think that the Eagles certainly can't rely on the beaten down Michael Vick at this point in his career. So whether it's a guy like Geno Smith at number four overall, or whether the Eagles wait until the early second round and go with a player like E.J. Manuel from Florida State, I do believe that the Philadelphia Eagles will find themselves a dual-threat quarterback in this year's draft. And there's not a lot of players that fit that mold in this year's draft class. There is essentially three. There is Geno Smith from West Virginia, who I think will be long off the board if the Eagles are to wait in the second round. E.J. Manuel from Florida State, who would be a little bit of a roll of the dice if he was going to be available to them at the top of the second. And then Matt Scott from Arizona, who really only has 1 year as a starting quarterback. Now, the interesting thing about Matt Scott is that the fact that he did play in the Pac-12, and of course, Chip Kelly, having successfully guided Oregon the last several years, he's going to know Matt Scott better than most clubs would.
Yeah, I would think so as well, having that connection. And Matt Barkley, you were at his workout. I know North Turner, you said you had a chance to visit with the Browns offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach to get some thoughts on Barkley. What was your feel in that regard?
Well, I thought that Matt Barkley had a strong pro day. It wasn't a dynamic workout. You know, I've had an opportunity to watch a lot of quarterback workouts over the years. Ever since the NFL opened their doors to select media in 2007 and allowed them to come in and watch the quarterback and receiver drills at the combine, I've been one of the fortunate few that's been able to watch each of those workouts. And so Matt Barkley was certainly among the better performances that I've seen, but it wasn't as good as Andrew Luck last year. It wasn't as good as the workout I saw Sam Bradford have in 2010 in Oklahoma. But it was strong enough, in my opinion, to absolutely solidify his stock as a first-round player. This is a guy that's 47 career starts at USC in a pro-style offense. So regardless of how good or poor he was, his pro day isn't going to significantly change his stock. But at the same time, considering the fact that he ended his career on the shelf with a shoulder injury, you know, it was important that he proved that he was healthy and that he could make every NFL pass, as he had demonstrated throughout his career. And he certainly did so. He showed accuracy to all levels of the field. He's a much better deep ball thrower than a lot of people out there want to give him credit for. He's also very accurate on the move. So those are two of the traits that I think are going to lead to his success on the NFL, especially in a West Coast offense similar to the one he used at USC. Now, I'm higher on Matt Barkley, admittedly so, than a lot of people are, but you know, in my experience, when it comes to projecting quarterbacks to the NFL, then I think that the three most underrated elements in grading quarterbacks are what I call the three A's, and that is accuracy, anticipation, and awareness. In my opinion, while Matt Barkley does not have elite physical traits, he is the best in those three A's. Again, accuracy, awareness, and anticipation. And that's why he's going to be a first-round quarterback, and I believe he'll be successful in the NFL.
Let me ask you this. Any chance at all that you see the Browns drafting a quarterback in the number six slot? And if not there, do you see, because they obviously just picked up Jason Campbell via free agency, do you see them addressing quarterback at all in the draft?
You know, I would be surprised to see them take a quarterback in the first round. At the same time, you know, obviously you have a new regime in Cleveland, and so there is a possibility. At the same time, you know, I really think that this year's draft class, there is a number of players that might be available on that third day of the draft that do have legitimate upside that warrant selection and try and develop them. When you have a starter quarterback like Brandon Whedon, who's a little bit older than you might like, but at the same time, demonstrated all the physical traits that you're looking for, and I was impressed by his guttiness in last season, and I was not as high on Brandon Whedon coming out of Oklahoma State as a lot of people were. So frankly, I believe that the Eagle or excuse me that the Browns can build around him and they have the talent to do so. So I would be surprised, but at the same time, we've all seen the way things work in today's NFL. If you aren't immediately successful at the quarterback position, there's always going to be someone who believes they can find somebody better on draft day.
No doubt about that. Rob, thank you so much for your time. We greatly appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
He is Rob Rang. He joins us via the Revel Wireless Hotline from CBSSports.com, from the Sports Exchange. Check out his great work there, an outstanding draft analyst. And we've got much more coming up for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The auto show is over, but the best savings are still at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Welcome to Subway.
Hi, I'll take a chicken pizziola melt, please.
Passport, please?
Huh?
You're about to be magically transported to Italy with your first bite. So I'm gonna need to see your passport.
I don't usually,
Here you go, sir.
Mario, she's handed over with no passport again. Call for the backup.
Get to Subway Pronto to enjoy the Delizioso Italian collection, like the chicken pizziola melt and the meatball pepperoni melt on freshly baked Italian urban cheese bread. You don't actually need a passport to enjoy the Subway Italian collection.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hurry into Subway for our March featured values. Introducing the new $3 6-inch Select. This March, we're kicking off with the juicy oven-roasted chicken $3 6-inch Select. A classic, just $3. And that's not all. Try the Buffalo Chicken $6 foot-long special too. Bold Buffalo foot-long flavor, only $6. Both available all month long as our March featured values. The newest way to enjoy Subway every day. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Finally went to Revel Wireless.
About time.
Yeah, they gave me a free month.
What? A free month? Get out.
A whole free month of unlimited tweeting, texting, talking, tubing.
Why'd you get a free month?
Maybe they thought I was famous.
Now for a limited time, everyone gets a free month of no contract, unlimited everything with any new smartphone purchase.
Now that makes sense.
Only at Revel Wireless. Come stay with us. Limited time offer. Free month ends April 3rd, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Spring break is here. Time to start the party at Dave & Buster's, because Dave & Buster's is introducing the new Eat, Play, Win combo. Choose from 8 entrees and get a $10 power card, plus 100 tickets instantly, all starting at $16.99. Don't miss the spring break action with the Eat, Play, Win combo. Eat, Play, Win. Only at Dave & Buster's, your spring break destination. Offer does not include tax or gratuity. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Going back to my Vegas thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
Dinovite.
.com. And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite. After 5 weeks, she was starting to clear up. And then one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, oh, my God, she's clear. She's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
All right, we're wrapping up, of course, an enormous week in Browns history, radio history. official home of the Browns right here, ESPN 850 WKNR. And part of that deal, of course, this show going to 2 hours. So that's the big news, and we got more big news to tell you about this later on. Questions, comments, let's go to Facebook from Doc. He says, he's talking about T.J. Ward. He says, outside of Joe Hayden and the D-line and James Michael Johnson, he said he thought that was the primary reason the Browns defense remained competitive. Also, you know, he thought he did not like the fact that the Browns didn't re-sign Phil Dawson. Joins the club on that one, Doc. But he blasted it, and others have. So be it. But I do think that the defense has, and this references a question we answered earlier, enough pieces that with the additional pieces brought in through free agency, and we'll see what the draft brings, and you heard Rob Rang talk about that, I think the strides will be noticeable. I think very noticeable, to say the least. Want to thank Hanford Dixon for his participation in this show, and Rob Rang. Want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows. Want to thank my outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Three Deep is next, and we will talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily. Excited, Vic. Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media.